Did you ever try to start something and then hit one obstacle after another? And finally, it seemed that everything was against you. Well, that's what Liz and his friends thought. Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz and his friends are so excited because Terrarium Elementary School is closing down for 2 weeks. The city's building inspectors declared the school's roof structurally unsound and told the school board they must get it fixed before the kids could come back to class. So, now the kids have 2 weeks off and a lot of free time. What should they do? Liz, Lucille, Maury, and Spike were talking about it as they walked home from school on this, the last day before the big break.
Can you believe we have 2 whole weeks off?
Yeah, and all because those inspector guys said the roof is structural. Yeah, you know, it has to be fixed.
Oh, yeah. Hey, just think of it had fallen on somebody's head.
Oh, yeah, that would have hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so what are you guys going to do with your 2 weeks? I'm just hanging around.
You know what? My mom says we should do something productive. You know, make good use of our brains by planning something and then doing it.
Yeah, I just got a new video game, Raging Racers.
We could have
a Raging Racer tournament.
Liz said productive, Spike.
Playing video games is productive.
Oh.
It's a scientific fact that video games help a kid's hand-eye coordination.
Oh, brother.
Oh, well, that's not the kind of productive mom means. Mm-hmm. She thinks we should plan a service project or something like that.
What?
You know, show God's love to others.
Oh, give me a break. Oh,
come on, Spike. You should listen to what we're saying.
We spent winter break being so bored and wasting all our time.
Yeah.
That wasn't any fun at all. We should do something productive. I just don't know why.
You know, this sounds way too serious. I'm not sure kids can be that productive.
Oh, that's not true. There's lots of stuff kids can do.
Like what?
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my dad always talks about the brainstorming sessions he has at his job. You know, when all the workers sit around and just come up with ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, maybe we could have a kid's brainstorming session.
Oh. Yeah, maybe with a brainstorm, lightning will strike.
I don't get it. Don't worry about it, Maury. It really wasn't all that funny. Okay, come on, let's go to my house and have a brainstorm.
Come on, race y'all the lizards. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, you crazy kids. Get off my lawn.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, Grouchenberg has a major attitude problem today. I couldn't stand having a neighbor who got on my case all the time.
Oh, I just ignore him. His yelling's kind of background noise.
Yeah, remember that time he yelled because we rode our bikes over his rose bushes?
Oh,
and we weren't even in town when it happened.
No.
We were up at the lake for the school picnic.
Well, Mom says he acts the way he does because he's lonely.
He's not going to make any friends yelling all the time.
No, that's true.
Yeah, if loneliness is his problem, he has a weird way of showing it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm used to it. Anyhow, meet me in the backyard. I'll get us some lemonade to charge up our brain power.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Liz's friends wandered into the Lacerda's backyard while Liz got them a snack. But by the time he joined them again, Lucille was already bursting with an idea, pacing back and forth in front of her friends.
I got it.
Why?
You know the community shelter downtown?
Uh-huh.
The one where Granny volunteers?
Yeah, she's one of the cooks.
Uh-huh.
What's your idea?
Well, my parents get the shelter newsletter, and I remember reading about the shelter is having this contest for a group who can collect the most canned foods by the end of the month.
Okay.
The winning group gets an all-expense-paid pizza party at Lizardland.
What?
Are you serious?
Lizardland.
Lizardland is super mega tasty.
Yeah.
Super megatastic. I don't think that's a word.
Well, it is now.
Yeah. I can't remember all the details, but I do remember it said the group could also come down and help with a meal. You get to set up and serve and then clean up. I guess it would take about 5 hours.
No way. Too much work to do all that.
Yeah, I agree with Spike. Let's just find out what it takes to win the party.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go get the newsletter. I'm just going to run home and get it right now. I saw it on the kitchen counter.
Oh, no,
wait,
not that way.
Lawn.
No, stay off the lawn!
Hey, you kids! Stop your hollering and get off my lawn before I call the police!
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
After Lucille got the newsletter, she hurried back to her friends and this time remembered to avoid Mr. Grouchenberg's lawn.
Yeah, it's just like I said. First, we have to have an adult call the shelter and sign us up as contestants.
Oh, my mom will do that.
Oh, good.
After all, it was her idea for us to do something productive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and my parents will let us store the food in our garage.
Right.
All right. Let's get started then.
All right.
Here's how to make it work.
Okay.
Tell the people what the food is for.
Yeah.
You know, sound real pathetic.
Okay.
You know, make your eyes big and miserable, cry a couple tears. Because, you know, when you're sad, adult lizards do what you want them to do so that you feel happy again.
Spike.
What?
We're not sad.
Oh, come on.
We're doing this as a project to show God's love to the community.
Give me a break.
As followers of Christ, we need to do what's right.
Whatever. I'm doing it for the pizza.
Well, that too.
After Liz's mom called the shelter, the kids were ready to begin. They practiced what to say a few times and then divided into two teams, Lucille and Liz, and Spike and Maury. Spike wasn't too excited about being Maury's partner, but he went along with it because he figured he could stand in the background and look pathetic and make Maury do all the talking. They started down one side of the street, and Liz and Lucille went down the other, skipping Mr. Grouchenberg's house, of course.
You do the talking at the first house, Liz, okay?
Okay, no problem, Lucille.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. We're collecting food for the Turin Community Shelter. Do you have any canned goods you could give us?
Oh, yes. I heard the shelter was collecting canned goods, and I'd like to contribute.
Oh, great.
Here you go. I put them in a bag for you.
Thanks.
I hope you collect a lot of food.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, we need to get these back to the garage.
Okay.
You know, Lucille, I think I'll get my old wagon so we've got something to put the food in.
Oh, good idea. That lady gave us 7 cans.
7?
This is going to be so easy.
Yeah.
Let's get going. We've been doing this for 2 hours. We have tons of cans.
Yeah, 4 trips back to the house with a full wagon. Hey, let's turn down this street.
Oh, no.
What?
They're skinked.
Oh,
this is the street he lives on. Why did we come down here anyway?
Oh, no, it's too late to turn back. He saw us.
Hey, what's that you're pulling there, Lizarardo?
Hey, Skink.
Hey, look, guys. It's Liz and Lucille with a wagon full of cans.
Yeah.
Hey, you two, how about a wagon race?
Skink!
No, Skink. You come back here.
Skink!
Oh, man. Our cans are everywhere.
Look, it's getting dark. Let's take this load home and call it a day.
Yeah, okay.
We'll remember not to come back to this street again.
That's for sure.
Oh, no.
What?
Why is Spike out in front of my house arguing with Mr. Grouchenberg?
But it's obviously something no good.
Yes, it is good.
Don't interrupt me, young man. Didn't anyone ever teach you manners? Now, I don't know what kind of business you're starting here, but if these cans aren't gone by tomorrow, I'll call the police. You're ruining my grass and creating a neighborhood eyesore.
Man, scares me.
What happened, Spike?
I'm telling you, it feels like he's been hollering at us for 10 hours. I was carrying a big bag full of cans on my bike, and when I turned into your driveway, I lost my balance a little and rolled over a measly half inch of his precious grass.
Well, Spike, why didn't you just look at him with big, sad eyes and cry a couple of tears?
Knock it off, Liz. I'm serious. That guy scares me. After being screamed at by Grouchy Grouchenberg, I don't feel like collecting any more cans.
Yeah,
well, we met Skink.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah?
He dumped half our wagon out. He rolled cans down the street.
Oh, man.
Now some of them have dents in them.
Maybe we should just give up. Collecting food is a lot of work.
Oh, come on now,
Maury. Why don't you just ask your mom to deliver the cans we collected this afternoon, and then we retire from the do-good business.
Well, Spike,
I kind of agree. Let's just forget about the pizza party at Lizardland. My birthday's next month. I'll just ask Mom if I could have a party there.
Then
we don't have to go through all this trouble.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I guess you guys are right. This is too hard.
The next morning, the kids walked over to Grandpa Annoli's house.
Well, hello there.
Hey, Grandpa.
Come on in. What are you guys doing here on a school morning?
Didn't you hear? The school's closed so the roof can be fixed. Yeah. We're off for 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo! 2 weeks.
All that free time.
Yeah.
What are you doing with yourselves?
Well, we were going to collect food for the community shelter.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a wonderful idea, Lucille. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we thought so, too. Mm-hmm. But then between Skink making fun of us and my neighbor, Mr. Grouchenberg, threatening us all the time, we gave up.
Mm. How long did you work on this project?
Oh, a long
About
time.
About 2 hours.
Yeah, two hours.
Uh-huh. And you gave up, huh?
Wow.
That was a long time.
Well, I've got a story to tell you.
Cool.
A story about Nehemiah, a man from the Bible. Nehemiah was a Jewish slave who lived in Persia and served the king of Persia as his cupbearer. One day, Nehemiah's brother, Hanani, came to visit him. And Nehemiah hadn't seen him for a long time, and of course, he wanted to catch up on all the news.
Yeah.
But instead of good news, Hanani had sad news. He said that the walls of Jerusalem were still broken down from a time long ago when the Babylonians had destroyed the city. The city that had once been so bright and beautiful was still in ruins.
Ah, structurally unsound.
That's exactly right, Maury. Well, this news made Nehemiah very sad.
Well, yeah.
He wanted to help his people rebuild the walls, but he knew he couldn't help from so far away. He'd have to go back to Jerusalem, but he couldn't do that because he worked for the king.
Well, so what did he do?
Yeah.
Well, the king noticed how sad he was and asked what was wrong.
Aha, see, I told you when you're sad you get help.
Spike.
Well, Nehemiah was truly sad. He wasn't playing tricks on the king.
Yeah.
In fact, he was worried when the king asked what was wrong. But he explained the problem and then said, "Please allow me to go back to my city and rebuild the walls."
Was the king mad at him?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
He told Nehemiah to go, but just for a while.
Wow, okay, this is all great, but what does it have to do with collecting food?
That's a good question. Good.
You'll see. Now, one night, when everything was quiet and the people were sleeping, Nehemiah and a few of his men went into the city of Jerusalem to see the broken-down walls for themselves.
Uh-huh.
And what a mess it was. So Nehemiah went to the rulers and the priests, and he said, "I'm here to rebuild the wall."
I think the Jewish people must have been excited.
Yeah.
Was everyone still excited when they knew how much work they'd have to do?
Well, the Jews were, but not their enemies. You see, there were two men, Sanballat and Tobiah, and they didn't like Nehemiah's big project. They didn't want the Jewish people to become strong again.
No.
So first they made fun of Nehemiah and his people.
Just like Skink made fun of us.
But Nehemiah didn't get discouraged. He knew God wanted him to build that wall, and he didn't pay any attention to Sanballat and Tobiah. He didn't even answer them when they made fun of him and his workers.
But, Grandpa, it's really hard not to get mad.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, Liz. But you got to know that if you're doing good, others are going to make fun of you.
Yeah.
They don't want you doing what God wants you to do.
That's true.
Is that all that happened with this story, Grandpa? Did those men just walk away and let Nehemiah build the wall?
Yeah.
Well, not exactly. You see, Sanballat and Tobiah saw that the workers weren't paying any attention to their teasing, so they decided to do something else.
What?
They wrote mean letters to Nehemiah, but still, Nehemiah and his workers kept right on with the wall.
Wow.
So, Sanballat and Tobiah and their friends decided they would fight the workers and kill them.
Oh,
I bet that
kidding.
Stopped them.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't stop them at all.
Really?
Mm-mm. Nehemiah and his workers prayed about what they should do. Then, Nehemiah put guards up all along the wall.
Oh.
All day and all night they watched. Half the men worked, half the men guarded the walls.
Wow.
Now, Sanballat and Tobiah were frightened. They heard Nehemiah's men had spears and swords, so they stayed away.
Well, yeah.
And then they stopped bothering Nehemiah?
Not even then.
Whoa.
They went to Plan C.
Plan C?
No, they acted real friendly and acted like they wanted to be Nehemiah's friend.
Okay.
They invited him to come with them to talk things over.
Oh, they're sneaky.
But of course, you're right. Those men were up to no good.
Whoa.
Nehemiah answered, "I'm working on a huge project, so I can't get away. Why should the work stop while I leave it?
Yeah.
Why should I go down and talk with you?" You see, nothing stopped Nehemiah from doing God's work.
Wow.
So did the wall get built?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It did.
Oh.
It took him about 2 months to finish it.
Two months.
The big project did get done.
So God gave him strength to finish it, even though their enemies were hassling him?
Oh, I understand. You told us that story to show us that we shouldn't get discouraged doing God's work either. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't let Skink's teasing or Mr. Grouchenberg's threats stop us.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, why did you decide to collect food for the shelter?
Well, because my mom said to do something productive during our school break.
And?
Well, I was doing it for the pizza party at Lizardland.
Well, that's an honest answer, Spike. Yeah.
And we said we wanted to show God's love to our neighbors in our community.
Yeah.
Mark 12, verse 31. Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Huh.
Now, how were you planning on showing that love?
Well, we told you, by collecting cans.
Yeah.
And how are you planning on showing love to Mr. Grouchenberg?
Mr. Grouchenberg?
Isn't he your neighbor?
Well, yeah, but...
And Grandpa, how are you planning on showing love to Skink?
Oh, come on now, Grandpa, that's not fair. We've tried being friendly to him. He isn't friendly back to us, ever.
Ever.
Well, that may be true, but that doesn't mean you should quit trying.
Aww.
And you certainly can't let him discourage you from showing love to others by taking part in the food drive.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of something else,
What's
Grandpa.
That?
You said Nehemiah prayed about his big project.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't prayed about our project.
Oh, you're right.
And that's good thinking, Lucille. Let's do that right now.
Yeah.
And that's just what they did. It was a good thing, too, because they had no idea about what would happen next.
Have you visited the Kids Corner website's activity page lately? You'll find all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities to download and use. If you've already figured out all the puzzles and games in the Bible Challenge activity books 1-5, download and explore the 6th book in the series. This time, it's all about New Testament verses and stories. Test your knowledge about Philippians or Ephesians, or work together to find the solutions. Go to kidscorner.net. And click on the Activities button to find the Bible Challenge Activity Book 6. Have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
The kids listened to Grandpa, his story about Nehemiah, and decided that they did need to continue the food drive. But maybe most importantly, they realized they should practice kindness and started by giving Mr. Grouchenberg a plate of Granny's chocolate chip cookies.
I saw him out in front of his house a little while ago. Mm-hmm. He was up on his ladder doing something with that rose plant thingy he has climbing up his porch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what he does as long as he doesn't yell at me again.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, guys, let's start putting these cans in the boxes.
Okie dokie, saltwater tuna, baby green peas, chicken gumbo soup.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Vanilla frosting.
Oh, yum.
What was that?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Hey, come on, you guys. Let's go see what's wrong.
What's going on?
Yeah, we don't want to run across the lawn, though.
Oh, Mr. Grouchenberg, what did you do?
What happened?
I was fixing my rose trellis, and then the ladder slipped.
Oh, my back. I'll go get my mom and have her call 911.
Okay.
Good idea. You just stay still, Mr. Grouchenberg. We're going to get help.
Oh,
for
it
you.
Hurts.
Oh, would you mind if we prayed for you?
Oh, yes. You can pray.
So the kids sat down on the grass next to Mr. Grouchenberg, and Lucille prayed. Then they waited quietly until Mrs. Lacerda came.
Now, you kids call your parents and let them know what's happening.
Okay.
Then I'll take you to the hospital so we can be with Mr. Grouchenberg.
Oh, good.
Sitting in a hospital, waiting for news about a friend can take a long, long time. Finally, the doctor came out and said that Mr. Grouchenberg would be okay. He was sleeping, but as he was wheeled to the recovery room, he did ask the doctor to tell the kids thanks. Once the kids knew he was all right, Mrs. Lacerda said it was time to go home again.
Oh, that's cool that Mr. Grouchenberg said to thank us.
Yeah.
Maybe our kindness is getting through to him after all.
Could be.
Granny's cookies can work wonders.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's the smiles on your faces and God's love inside of you that's worked the wonders.
Huh.
Whoa, man, it looks like it's snowing on your street, Liz.
What's going on?
What are all those papers blowing around? They weren't here when we left for the hospital.
Hey, it looks like most of them are around our house.
Oh, no. We were in such a hurry, we forgot to close the garage door. But I still don't understand. What are all those papers?
Man, Skink was here. I just know it. Skink did this.
Oh, no.
See, I told you Skink was here.
Please, please someone tell me what's going on.
I can't believe it. He took the labels off every can.
Oh, no. Those papers we saw blowing around were labels from our food.
dude.
Oh, we aren't positive it's him.
Oh, come on.
Duh, Maury, of course it was Skink.
Oh, and look at this. How kind of them. They left a message. Huh? Match the labels to the cans. Bet you can't, see?
Oh, don't you guys get it? Now we lost our food. We can't give the shelter a bunch of cans that don't have labels on them.
Yeah, because of Skink, we lost the contest. I wanted that pizza.
Oh, but remember Nehemiah. He kept going, even when everything else was against him.
Get real, Lucille. Yeah, the shelter doesn't want 100 cans of nameless food.
Yeah.
We're done. No pizza, no trip to Lizardland, no productive project. It's over.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Spike is right.
Hey, maybe we could do one of those stormy brain things again.
Okay, so what do you do with food, anyhow?
Cook it and eat it?
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Thanks, Maury.
No, seriously. Didn't you say we could cook and serve a meal at the shelter, Lucille?
Yeah.
Well, I've just been sitting here praying that the Lord would help us be smart about the cans. And then I thought about Granny. Huh? She already works at the shelter, and we always say she's the best cook in Tureen.
Well, that's
it. I bet she could make a good supper even if all she has is 100 cans of asparagus.
Yeah!
Maury, that's a great idea!
Awesome.
We could at least try to serve a meal.
Well, yeah!
Granny would think it's challenging to make a meal out of mixed up cans.
Yes,
we can't let Skink and Friends win.
No!
We can't let him stop us from being followers of Christ.
Absolutely not!
Remember Nehemiah?
Yeah!
He kept on going in spite of the hassling.
All right! Let's call Granny!
The kids called Granny Gecko, and Granny said, "Making a mystery meal of mixed-up munchies would be marvelously magnificent." So the kids had their cook, but even though none of them said anything aloud, inside they were wondering if even Granny could pull off a meal with unknown mystery food. Now they were at the shelter and would soon find out.
Okay, youngins, get your can openers ready.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got the chicken broth boiling over here, and we will stick any vegetables or meat in that broth for a big pot of goopy goop soup.
Gotcha.
All right. Granny's got another pot going for spaghetti, which she brought from home, and a pan of sauce.
Oh, and all the fruit goes on the counter to be used for topping for the ice cream that Mom is bringing.
All right. Okay. On your marks. Get set. Go! Open those cans.
All right.
I did get asparagus.
Put it in the soup.
Mushrooms.
Put it in the tomato sauce. Okay.
Cherry pie filling.
Ice cream toppings.
Chicken.
Peas for the goopy goop soup.
And fruits for the ice cream.
Pears.
Gravy.
Stewed tomatoes.
Lemon pie filling.
Breadcrumbs.
Creamed corn.
Oh, more asparagus.
Hey, you guys. Look at the long line that's gathering outside.
Wow.
Lots of people are coming to our mystery dinner.
Yes, they are, and we have certainly got a lot of food.
Yeah.
In fact, this soup is beginning to smell over-the-top delicious.
Yes, it is. Hey, there's Mom with the ice cream.
Oh, good.
I'm starting to wonder where she was.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, just fine, Mrs. Lacerda. We're doing fine.
Oh, that's good, because I have some bad news for you kids.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. Did the ice cream melt?
No. But when I was signing in at the front desk, I saw Mr. Logan, the shelter director.
Yeah.
He said you've all been working hard getting this meal ready.
Yeah, we sure have.
Well, that's not bad news.
No.
Well, he also told me that you didn't win the pizza party at Lizardland.
Oh,
a church group from over in Cactus Gulch won.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. We're doing this to show others that we're followers of Christ.
Yeah.
We're not doing it for pizza.
That's right. Speak for yourself, Lucille.
I am speaking for myself. Look at those people in line.
Yeah.
Look at the ragged clothes they're wearing and the hungry looks on their faces.
I guess you have a point.
That's why we're doing it.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we wanted to do something productive with our time off, and that's just what we did.
We did.
I'm very proud of you all.
Aw, thanks, Mom.
You worked hard these past couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a great mystery meal of mixed-up munchies to serve these hungry people.
Yeah,
just like Nehemiah got the job done for the Lord.
And the cool thing is, we had a good time doing it.
Yeah, we sure did.
High fives all around.
Yay. Okay.
All right, heads up, youngins. Dinner is served.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey. Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Linda Weedle. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.